So I tell my friends that I give money to the homeless. They just yell at me and tell me they're just going to spend it on beer. And I'm like, the hell do you think I was going to do with it? This. It's the perfect pour.
Yay!
Podcast
beer.
Time!
Beer.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. We are a craft beer show. We like to drink it, talk about it, and give you a heads up on ones you should be looking out for. Bathe in it, maybe.
With it.
Oh, with
actual
it.
Actual shower beer.
How about bathe in it and then have a beer while you're bathing in the beer? But it's got to be craft.
Do you prefer carbonated or nitrogen in your bath?
Ooh, a nitrogen bath would probably be pretty good.
Yeah, the fine, ultra fine.
But carbonated too. Oh man, but not a firkin bath.
Yeah, not a firkin.
That'd
bath.
Be a boring ass bath.
It's just kind of like dirty water.
Just dirty water. It's like it's just stagnant dirty water. I'm like,
gross.
Damn firkins.
What is this, the 1800s?
Yeah, what is this, the 1800s? This is how they took baths in the 1800s, with firkin beer.
Firkin baths.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
That's right. Let's get all beery.
Yeah.
There's going to be listeners telling us stuff, and we're going to tell the listener things, and we're going to drink. I hear there's a whale beer. I don't know what it is. Nick doesn't know what it is.
I do not.
Matt knows what it is.
Yep.
There's going to be a whale coming. But first, we on our tailgating, we had Dust Bowl's Triple IPA Therapist, also known as the Rapist, because it looks like the Rapist. But Therapist.
Thanks to Saturday Night Live and the internet. Our brains are ruined.
I figured we needed a therapy session to begin the show with.
We did. We, you know, 2 months old, still holds up. And we also had Sierra Nevada Maple Scotch, Scotch Ale with maple. Is this from one of their fall packs?
Snowpack.
The Snowpack.
Snowpack, bro.
This year's Sierra Nevada Snowpack has what, Nick?
This year is, prepare yourselves.
Prepare.
It's a solid list. Whales, all four whales.
Yeah. In Sierra Nevada whales.
Yeah. So you got the pale ale.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Whoa.
Wicked.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Rare. You know, it's not twist off.
Is that like the window beer where they you can only see it through the window in the 12-pack?
No, they don't do that.
No, they don't.
Like, they don't tease you like modern times.
Does. Yeah, modern times. Look at this window.
Looky, looky. Cheeky monkeys. Yeah, so pale ale is probably the one you're least excited about in this. Then they go on to the single hop Cascade IPA.
Okay.
Which, oh, look over there.
Oh, look.
How about that? And then the coffee stout, which used to be the only one you'd buy the snowpack for.
Uh-huh. Because they wouldn't sell that in 12 or 6 packs, huh?
No, but last year was something ridiculous, like Torpedo and pale ale and some summer beer.
Yeah, boring.
And then the coffee stout. So you had to buy all these other beers just to get the one you really wanted.
Yeah.
Well, this year they bumped it up and gave you a maple scotch ale to go with your...
Only available
in the fall. So two beers. It's a half and half. Two beers you really would like to have. And
so
two
it's a little,
two you're
a little
not
more
so,
interesting this year.
Yeah. You're okay with just having around.
Yeah. How'd you think of that scotch?
Very good, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you guys on scotch ales?
They're good.
Yeah. Just kind of whatever. If they're good, I'll enjoy them.
Can't say that I've had a bad one, but haven't had a whole
they're
bunch.
They're pretty
of
consistent.
Them.
Scotch ales are pretty.
Oscar Blues does a good job.
I imagine you can't mess up a scotch ale terribly, I'm thinking, maybe.
No. Maybe.
Still. No. There's always a base level you can achieve with the Scotch Ale.
Yeah. I think the malt bill is so high, you probably, can't mess it up.
Nice malt bill. So there you go. That's what we're tailgating. Oh, it's just perfect. What was the bottle size on that?
Mm. I love gold.
Sounds a little light.
330 milliliter.
Whoa.
Wow, dude. Are you from Europe? What the hell, man?
The metric system.
Yeah.
It's the Royale with cheese size.
What do
bottle.
We got here, Bearded Brewer?
Oh, you want me to talk?
Yeah, silence. Talk things.
From Sierra Nevada, we have the Single Hop with Cascade. Classic American hop, an all new way in the Single Hop IPA. It's heavy with signature citrus pine flavors that helped distinguish the American craft beer renaissance.
Renaissance. So I don't know when these officially came out, but Blue Ox posted on our page. He's like, hey, what do you guys think about the snowpack? And I hadn't even seen it yet. And lo and behold, that same day I went out to the store and there was sitting on the shelf already. I don't know if we just got them or if these have been here for a while. Or
I was looking. I didn't see them. I didn't see them in Milburn, Herndon, Save Mart today. Okay. I was looking.
Not in Save Mart, huh? Bevmo's has them right now.
You got to wait 6 months and that one will get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, damn near, pretty old there. These were bottled in September, so we're pretty close to being there already.
They're already getting old.
Yeah.
They're just hitting 10. I like this one. I'm approving.
As a winter beer or just in general?
Just in general.
I'm confused why they put pale beers in the winter.
Yeah, it's not. It's yeah.
I mean, is it just like, goddamn it, we're Sierra Nevada. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not like a fruity or.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super dry or fruity, which I kind of attribute to summer beers. Now
something dry and tight.
I like it.
There is definitely no off flavors.
So far, it's a good 12-pack mixed variety pack.
I know you can't really be sad even though there's pale ale in there.
Yeah, it's fine. A lot of people. What's your problem there?
Peter said it's fruity to me.
Fruity.
Well, it says citrus and pine.
Yeah, I get pine. I got the pine. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I said it first. Pine.
I got the pine before you.
I have no sense of smell tonight. This sucks.
Mine's barely there.
All right, well, let's get into some culture.
Yeah.
No.
Let's do the culture.
Craft culture.
Quit trying to move the show along.
No, I'm sorry.
Everybody loves our silence and drinking.
Oh, you waiting for somebody to go with culture?
No, I thought, yeah, sure, go ahead. I thought you had something that was non-culture that you're like, hey, before we do this, I got something to say.
I've got something to say.
We're a very political show, so you want to get into politics now?
Let's do that.
No.
I'm going to feed my kitties today.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys play a political drinking game?
No.
No?
Okay. It was too...
Too emotional.
All I know is we try not to talk about politics at work and
it was a very quiet day, wasn't it?
Yeah, this morning like it was like one thing was said and it almost like it just almost came to like the world almost ended real quick and somebody did put in the right joke at the right time and deflated everything, thankfully. Otherwise it almost got really bad, so I usually don't talk politics when it's mixed, when there's somebody on the other side in the room. It's better to leave it alone.
My only political view would be about 10 years ago.
Liberal!
People were saying, there's no way
living in the moment.
It will be possible for a movie star to be a governor of California, and they made it happen. And then there's a lot of people that are saying
Ronald Reagan was governor a long time ago.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody cares about Ronald Reagan.
The actor?
Who's the vice president? Was it Jimmy Stewart? What was he? Something?
A non-American born actor.
Yeah.
To be a governor.
Right, right. Okay.
And the people showed them. They got him in there, all right.
Don't tell me I can't do it.
Yeah. And that's the same way I feel about the elected president. There's a lot of people that have a lot of not nice things to say about him, but people sure as hell showed him that they could get him in office.
Don't challenge. Don't challenge.
So.
Yeah. If only I'd seen the Ric Flair post that much sooner, I would have written him in too.
John Oliver did that thing where it was like 4 years ago or whatever, and he was just, Donald Trump was just thinking about running, and John Oliver was like, go, please run, we want to see it. And then he just recently just played it, and he's like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
I feel partially responsible for this.
Yep. It's basically like saying that this evil person not winning is basically like equivalent of you getting put in the friend zone. You're like, no, I'll prove you, I'll get past it. And then you did, and you're like, oh, it's not. Maybe I don't know what I was thinking.
Crazy times.
That's my
What's Trump's beer?
Trump's beer.
Would he ever have a beer? Is he always champagning?
I was thinking about it. Just because Obama did have two official president,
is he gonna kick those hippie brewers out of there as soon as he gets in there?
So I don't know if what's gonna happen.
Get the hell out of there with your artisan beer.
I think Trump's an orange you glad.
Orange you glad. Because he's orange.
Because he's orange.
I don't get it. Oh. So my kind of culture thing, this involves every listener of the show.
Ooh.
I want you.
All parties, both sides of the aisle.
We're going to sing around.
This is unity.
This is the craft beer culture therapy session. I want each and every one of you to pick out one of your favorite beers. Make sure you're at home, that you have some time to kill. And that you have a TV that can access
shows,
access the YouTubes, or you could do a computer if you have a comfortable chair or, you know, vantage point from a soft location.
Soft location.
So open, she said. Have a couple of beers in line, sit down, relax, open your mind, and go to NPR's channel, and they have a series called Tiny Desk Music. And what they do is they invite a musical guest into this office, and it's literally behind a desk, and they are either allowed to bring their own instruments or they're allowed to collect instruments from this office and recreate their music. And they'll do anywhere from a 10 to 20 minute set list. And they have artists from somebody you might not know.
Seen it already. Totally saw it before you. I thought it was a greater, better show than you thought it was when you saw it.
So,
I left the first comment on their YouTube page ever.
Yep. Now, so, I have and seen I said, that. That's actually an awesome
show. And I said, my comment was farts.
Farts. First comment.
And everybody has to read that now. That's the first comment everybody sees all the time.
Then I'll go on there and say, in before the guy that says farts, before he says that. So you could go on there and you could find an artist like Julian Baker, and you could kind of feel some things. Or you could go in there and watch the Blue Man Group. Everybody knows the Blue Man Group, but now it's the Blue Man Group playing behind a tiny desk. So
behind a tiny desk.
So I think that would do nothing but improve your life, because music is moving and you have beer.
Yay, beer! Beer and music go well together.
So. Do yourself a favor.
Fridge Mike.
Maybe one day we could get Paul from Fairfax on there, and he could do his tiny desk session.
Ooh, Paul from Fairfax on tiny desk session. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The Fridge Mike's on. Somebody's in the fridge.
Any questions?
You hear that fridge, kind
you,
of
You
sound.
Could grab those two
Give
whales.
A nice fridge opening here.
You grab those two whales if you're not sure of what you want.
Where are the whales?
They're in the Lagunitas.
Oh.
That red Lagunitas right bag.
The foamy thing?
The foamy thing.
No, to the left. The left? A little bit. No, a little more to the left. you're right there.
You're on the right too much.
Yep. Okay. Down a little bit. No. A little bit down. Oh, you're right there. There it is.
There.
Dolphin farts. Alright.
Alright, he's back from the fridge.
Let thy who brought the whales do the honor of opening the
whales. Alright, big or smalls? What do you want? Big or smalls?
I always go big.
Go big?
Alright, as it was said.
So we have a donation from our good friend. A list. Should have been open
I just needed to get that
what?
In.
What are you trying to say, Mikey? What are you really
no,
trying
I wasn't,
to say?
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. Fuck sorry. You. No, I just needed to get
well,
that.
Well, this bottle opener won't open this beer. I guess we're screwed.
We want a refund.
It actually won't open it.
The newfangled punch-down opener. What are the? Do you know what those are technically called? I'm saying punch-down openers, but...
World's slowest opener.
I love gold.
Uh-oh, it's gushing. We got a gusher.
Oh, we got
it's a gusher. Oh, is this the whale?
Does that mean it's
the
infected?
Whale is gushing? What's that mean? Does that mean it's a wild ale?
Yep.
Oh, no. We got a wild one.
We have a beer called...
Well, I'm experienced with all my libertine drinking, so I'm probably going to be able to judge this pretty highly.
Studio Dog's on it.
Oh, Studio Dog is licking the excess beer off the ground.
The two drops of beer on the ground.
Gives them something to do.
I got this, guys.
That's so fine.
We have a frickin' cellar maker beer.
Whoa.
On the podcast. It's called Lost Wisdom.
Lost that a long
cellar
time
maker,
ago.
Cellar maker, San Francisco brewer.
It is bottle conditioned. It is
bottle conditioned.
It is going to be a little bit funky. This was donated by our friend Big Tim.
Big Tim, what's up?
He was in town for two weddings. I find it interesting.
Double wedding.
A lot of my beer friends that work out of town that are from town, they come back for weddings and funerals or family holidays
and day after Thanksgiving.
And day after Thanksgiving.
See you when somebody else dies.
So I always make the joke. Wow. I was like, so you in town for the wedding and funeral? And he's all, actually, it was two weddings. And I was like, ha. So he starts me off with, he's all, I'm sorry to say that I haven't been listening to your show as much as I'd like to, but I brought you this.
You're all, by the way, I wouldn't have known that unless you told me. Exactly. I'm not monitoring every listener. Like, hey, Big Tim hasn't been listening. What the fuck is going on?
Just came in and said, keep up the good work.
Yeah, you'd be like, you've been like, oh, you're totally up to date. Lost Wisdom.
So,
Solera Saison.
He mentioned that he's had a couple of bottles of theirs, but this one he had a duplicate. So he donated it to us. So thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Cheers.
Cheers. Wait, is this Tim. The whale?
And he was ecstatic.
Wait, which one's the whale?
He was ecstatic to know that we enjoyed the Born yesterday. So, because that's a Lagunitas beer.
Yeah, I know. We can thank Bell's for that.
He's all, did Mikey say something? I'm all, well, I believe it wasn't bought, but he's all, yep, exactly. Got
I didn't.
It.
I didn't spend money on it, but I did have it. So, thank you. Can thank Bell's. Bell's loved it. By the way, so.
Loved it. Oh, no, he's licking his foot now.
Tastes the same.
This is fine.
It's actually pretty darn tasty. It's not as sour as I thought.
No, it's not. It's super.
It's just
mellow.
Just a bright saison.
I like that.
Ooh, brighty saison.
All right, what's going on out there in the beer world, Nick?
Hello.
What do you think's going on out there?
Places I do not want to have a beer.
All right.
The barber shop. I do not like.
That's legal now in hair salons. You can serve alcohol.
And this does not sound like a fun time.
Not fun time.
You're super
like,
awkward.
You like, want to get your hair cut and out?
I just don't want hair in my beer. I don't want to accidentally stabbed by scissors while I'm trying to reach for my beer. And, you know, I go over, she goes under, and it's like, you cut an artery. No. I know we always try to think of clever places to drink beer.
Yeah.
This is not, I'm not seeing
our,
this.
Our push right now is for sandwich shops.
Mm-hmm.
We're sandwich shops with beer, but we're like going too far with the barbershop and beer.
I think so. I think I could see after.
There's like
maybe after a trim and a shave, and then you get to hang out and watch somebody else get
producer
their haircut.
Becky goes to a salon that has a bar, and in the salon, mm-hmm. not with. I don't think it's not within like the cutting area, the hair cutting area.
Oh, it, so am I reading this wrong? Is it not?
No, I don't know. Do. I don't know what. You're not they, in the chair? I assume they can do whatever they want if they got a license and it's inside the establishment, but. I know this particular place that she goes to has a bar mm-hmm. off, you know, a different section of the salon.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand that if you're going to a Supercuts, they're all about just get you in, get you out. But mm-hmm. if you're going to a haircut place, chances are they're going to be like, hey, give me about 10 minutes. Let me get ready. That's when you're having your beer.
Okay.
And you're sipping on your yeah. beer until they get the station ready. Then you mm-hmm. put it aside. They, you know, get through the haircut and. So you say you're getting your highlights done, so you have about 20 mm-hmm. minutes to kill the highlights set, and, you know, sipping on some more beer.
Maybe when my beard grows out, I'll get highlights in my beard.
Yeah,
beard then, lights.
Beard lights.
And then, then you finish your haircut, and you can sit on the sidelines and be like, oh, what's up? I'm just going to finish this and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I can see a little television, little beer, maybe watch some old Brew Dogs reruns.
There you go. Just have Brew Dogs on continuous loop.
Continuoso.
So vote no on the measure to
that's right.
have beer in your barbershop chair.
Oh, speaking of voting no on things, I actually had to go downtown to the voting headquarters. What mm-hmm. do they call it? The So I had to go downtown. I was like, oh man, this would be a great time to get a beer after I vote. How cool right. would that be? Right?
Yeah.
Bars are open for World Series. Bars are open for Super Bowl. Bars are not open on a Tuesday night downtown for voting day.
Tioga
Sequoia. And who else has done there? Full Circle. I don't think Full Circle was open.
No.
Joe's Steakhouse was not open.
Yeah, don't come down downtown on Monday and Tuesday
Shepherd's
nights.
Shepherd's Inn, that'd be your choice.
Probably, yeah. I could have gone to Tower also. That would have been another choice. But I was like, I want to walk right out the door, walk in the next door, and have a beer.
Maybe
Bitwise does not serve
maybe,
beer.
But Bitwise is so cool.
It is. It's beerless cool, though.
If you go downstairs, they do have a fridge of beer, but you have to know the code.
Ooh.
Beep. Beep, 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 beep.
That's like a padlock.
iPhone. So I did not get to enjoy a post-voting beer till I got home. All the way home.
Take your ass home.
Yep.
You said when you put your ballot through and they get guys giving you a sticker, you're like, wait, where's my beer?
This is
now we got beer.
What am I, 12? Freaking sticker?
Sticker? What? Oh, is this to put on my beer?
Are we not adults?
Les votes. What the hell's that?
Now you're insulting me. You're using big words I don't understand.
So maybe when PETA Dragon opens up, there'll be beer on a Tuesday.
Tater tots downtown. And beer.
Don't threaten me to open the tap room more.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Joe's Steakhouse open?
Joe's was not open.
Oh. They're only lunch Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
I know. That would have been perfect. That's right in the vicinity. Yep. Mm. No. And Cosmos is right there, but they were hosting a watch party.
Oh.
So good luck getting in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They have a nice
I could
have
shook
though.
Lee Brand's hand, though.
Oh, that was
Lee Brand watch party.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, we're getting uber local. Mm-hmm.
New Mayor of Fresno, Lee Brand.
Oh, okay. So I'm stepping out.
I wonder how Lee Brand is on alcohol and beer and stuff.
You think he's a beer drinker?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like it.
No, he's more of a vodka guy.
Yeah, it seems like he's like a mixed drink on a Sunday evening.
Give me a
Cosmo.
Yeah.
Cosmopolitan.
Stockholm Royale.
Ooh. Those royales.
We'll get a white Russian.
Ooh, that'd be badass, actually. You get behind a mayor that gets down with a white Russian. So stepping outward in the world,
mm-hmm.
House of Pendragon, right? It's away from downtown. It's Clovis.
Yeah.
Keep moving east in the world. They released a Prop 64 IPA. Did you guys see that?
I did. I didn't.
In in I honor but I of California but I passing legalized substances for recreational use.
Oh my goodness.
Non-medical is the correct term.
Oh yeah, recreational I think implies that.
Recreational.
Non-medical. If you cannabis. Look at the prop, it's like a 65-page write-up.
Yeah.
Luckily, they gave you bulletins of what it meant in the first page.
So I wonder how many people actually try and put actual weed in beers.
Mm. I've had home brewers do that. I've had beer from home brewers doing that.
Allegedly.
It was danky.
It was even more danky. And then going all the way out to, let's go to San Diego for a minute. Stone Brewing.
You went to Stone?
I went to Stone in my mind on the internet. They got a new can out called the Ripper.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw it. Saw it for you.
I was there when they drew the logo.
Yeah, I inspired it.
It looks different to me than the traditional Stone logoing. And I don't know if it's because it's a collab.
New CEO.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is the beginning of the new Stone. That's what I'm thinking. The new look of Stone.
Are you trying to say that they've turned a new Stone?
If I had come up with that pun, then yes, I would have said that. But it's a benefit for the surf riders of San Diego. They take care of the beachside communities down mm-hmm. there. So I'm not sure. I'm waiting to see what happens.
My beach community, Lebowski.
Sorry. All I wanted was the rug, man.
Really ties the room together. Tangent. Called it before it was cool.
Damn it. What else? Culture. Craft culture.
That's enough of me whining.
Craft culture.
Oh, Uber tow trucks.
Oh, what? So a tow truck.
In case you end up driving to a brewery,
oh,
they could tow you and
they'll tow you home. But any tow truck company can tow you home.
Yeah, but you can't order them from your phone on an
app.
That's
true.
me, Carl. Hey, you guy. You want to tow?
Hey, I'm Uber.
I have your Uber.
Literally, it would be Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Hey, who's guy? You need a tow or what? Yeah, don't worry about that.
Hey, finish your girly beer. Let's get going, huh? The game's on.
I miss Carl.
Yeah, so Uber needs to start towing service. That's my prediction.
Carl, I'm just thinking about Carl in his Adobe pool.
Right yeah, my now, car so. Right there. That's my Bentley. I swear. Yeah, that's my Bentley. Just take it to my house. Come on, it's cool. It's cool. Just take that Bentley right there.
What else?
I'm done whining. That's it, man. That's all you're gonna get out of me.
Oh
wait, one more. Just kidding.
God damn it! Hate it when he does that.
Beer brewer, have you noticed anything? Culturally,
I told you, go watch Tiny Desk.
That was it.
Take some time, relieve yourself self of stress.
Enjoy your culture of the Tiny Desk.
Music and beer.
The rules. Just ask Nick. You make sure you're watching YouTube.
Watch some YouTube,
and then make sure you've got your YouTube channel hooked up with your Facebook.
Make sure your four bottles in.
Oh, no, you can start right away. The posting won't start till four bottles in, though.
Everybody's going to love this song.
Hey, guys, remember this one? You're welcome. You forgot about that one, didn't you? You forgot about this one. I found it.
You're welcome.
I found a recording that somebody shot from their video recorder off of the box because they didn't have cable.
Oh, the box. Oh, nice pool. I used to watch The Box.
That's right.
And you could order your own video.
Yeah.
You would request a video and it would go. It was like channel, like in between channels, like 44 or some weird ass channel.
But the phone was attached to the wall. So you had to go in the other room, call it, punch it in, and then run back to see if you made it on the scroll bar. Your song is up next.
Man, I missed that. Damn it. Life used to be so simple.
Yes.
You can order videos and see them come up. Would you guys go to a craft beer bar with a ball pit?
Oh, soup.
Aqua Teenage Hunger Force.
Oh, man. We're going to get some drops from reference. That
tonight. Would you go to a craft beer bar with a ball pit? Adult
ball pits.
A bar with a ball pit.
No, because I wouldn't want to find the puke in there. There's a London bar
that has a ball pit in it. You know, like all these craft beer bars have a giant Jenga. You have a cornhole. You have giant Jenga. You have giant force Connect Four.
Mm-hmm.
And ball pits. Ball pits are the next thing. Tioga Beer Garden needs a ball pit.
Ball pit.
Never mind.
What? Come on, man.
I wanted to say it was a bar, but I don't think it's a bar. But there's a place back east that's going to start. You know how there's like gun ranges? It's an axe throwing range. You could show up and throw axing.
I don't know why that seems more dangerous than guns, but I think it would be more dangerous than the gun range. Gun range, that seems perfectly safe. Axe range, no! I thought you were going to say a gun range, craft beer bar gun range. We're trying to get craft beer wherever we can. I don't know if that's one either. Having a beer bar at a gun range.
Maybe in the future, but I don't know about right now.
Is it the old?
Hey, man, Trump's president. Anything goes now. No fucking rules, bro.
Guns belong in every bar.
Yep. No rules now. Well.
Sweet.
I think we've had enough of that.
I think I would try this ball pit.
I would want to try this ball pit.
Although I have a feeling I'd end up sitting in it like it was a jacuzzi, and that's like, that's not the point, sir.
Yeah, you're just all with your arms.
You just lean
back and your arms are on the side.
Welcome to my jacuzzi.
Shirts off.
Sir, you're not supposed to relax in it.
Where are your pants?
What do you mean? It's a ball pit.
It's a ball
pit. My balls are in
coming
the pit.
Coming soon to Philly. Indoor competitive axe throwing. Oh, first in the
competitive?
U.S.
Competitive? Like one-on-one?
Let me ask you something. You want to ask me something?
I challenge you to an axe throw, sir.
That's right.
Excellent. You just get your glove out and slap their face with your glove.
I know it'll help us get back on topic.
Challenge accepted, sir.
You guys, you take turns on the spinning wheel of axe throwing.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I love gold.
Oh, this aroma.
Oh no, an aroma beer.
Uh-oh.
Cleanse my palate. Cleanse my palate.
Quick,
where are the crackers?
Snort all the water.
Are you guys ready for it? Do you want to see it, or do you want to just pour it and we could talk about it later?
Oh, yeah, hide, keep it hidden.
Oh, this sounds difficult.
By the way, that was a tall can. I heard it. Oh, I need to, need a clean glass.
By the beard of Zeus. Great Otis Raven. Getting all these smells.
Wow.
Get that down there. All right. The beer is going from left to right of your podcast now. Matt has one. He's enjoying it. Nick is getting his. I have my board. Making it's coming noises. Up to my nose now. Oh. Ooh, that is aroma. I'm getting it all.
Wow.
Mm.
That's freaking good.
I like that aroma. I'm going in.
You don't talk much, do you? Oh, you noticed. Yeah. See, a lot of water gets wasted during the day, flushing the toilet or the bathroom, you know, so I fill all this up. All I gotta do when I go to the kitchen for lunch is pour it down the sink. Whatever it takes to save the earth. Because granola girls...
There you go. There's Carl saving the earth.
What was he peeing into?
A metal coffee can.
All right. That's doing his part.
To save the earth.
What if for the granola girls?
Oh, man.
Any guesses what we're having yet?
I'd say it's a fruit IPA.
Okay.
A fruited IPA?
Mm-hmm.
Any guess on the percentage?
Ooh, I'm saying 7-8.
Damn it.
All right, brother.
That's a damn good guess.
Maybe.
I wish I had my aroma today. Oh, man. 7-4?
Are you sure about that?
Not now, but okay.
It's way too low, bro. I'm afraid 7-8.
Coming in hot. You're coming in hot.
Wow. I'm in low. Oh, I see what it is already.
What?
Matt spilled the beans.
It is Mage Hand from Modern Times.
What?
Coming in at 7.3%. Donated to us from Tony Bags. Tad brought it to me.
Did you say 7.3?
7.3%.
I was close for once.
Damn it. I thought it was.
What the hell is going on?
I thought I went too low. I was thinking this might be in the 8.
It is in the 7 range. You can taste it. You could think of the old Jen Sherm for that.
I'm getting all of that alcohol for sure.
Burn.
They didn't hide the alcohol on this one.
Burn, baby, burn.
Wow.
This is fucking beautiful.
This is good. This is that Modern Times beer that, now was it, no, this was like,
this
was like
one.
A one you got to have a ticket for, is a brown paper bag release kind of, or was it just a lineup and first come, first serve?
I think it must have been one of those. I think that they've released 3 of them now. We didn't get Attack Frequency. There was a second one, then there's this. And this was just one of those. It's like, yeah, good luck getting this. So,
wow, good job, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We're the best.
Yeah, like I said, Tad,
this beer is vegan.
Tad happened to be in just town, bringing it in for Tony. So, thank you guys.
Wow, thank you. Look at that. We're the best.
whoa, bro, are you going back for seconds there? Or what?
A little hit.
Oops, I used my big
glass. Little bottom pour.
There you're all right.
I didn't take the whole rest of it.
That was the best reaction to a beer I've ever brought.
Yay!
I brought a lot of good beers in here, and you guys haven't been on the...
Oh, come on. This is a looking out for, we assume we'll never have it beer, and then it was good, and all the things.
But I liked it, and I pat it.
I liked it.
We had all the beers, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, come on.
Pet all the beers. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542.
Oh, SOPA.
5590. There's a number. Just everybody knows it. Call it
559-492-0542.
That's it. That's the voicemail line. Here we go. Let's listen.
Hey guys, call. Well, y'all know that I call from the shower.
Here we go.
But recently, I started listening to the Perfect Pour in the shower.
Oh, next
time. And I'm calling the Perfect Pour while listening to the Perfect Pour in the shower.
Oh, listener, can you turn down your radio, please?
I need to turn.
All right. That's all I got for now. Got to get back to this shower beer in the shower listening to the Perfect Pour.
Whoa!
I think I heard Nick in the background.
Too much multitasking going on there. Listening while calling while being drinking.
Why do you spend 2.5 hours in the shower?
I do all my business. Get all my business conducted.
That's where I do the best part of my day is in the shower.
I'm not trying to say raise the bar, but he did.
Yeah, what else could he have done?
Oh, SOPA.
Nick is lobbying hard now for a new drop.
Hey, it's Florida Steve, guys.
Florida Steve.
Anyway, you guys had a great show. Just got done listening to it today.
Yes.
Good show as
we
always.
Got a good show last week.
Yes.
Anyway, beers of note over the last couple weeks. I know it's been a couple of weeks since I called, but for International Stout Day, I had
International Stout Day
Founders Breakfast Stout.
Excellent choice.
Not just a couple days ago at Total Wine. They had it.
Total Wine.
Four packs. So as soon as I saw it, I grabbed it because I love this stout. I mean, double chocolate, coffee, toffee, caramel. I mean, all those flavors all over the palate. It's
all the breakfast. The
perfect dessert / breakfast beer. I mean, it. I love it. It is by far probably a 4.5 or even 5-star beer on Untappd, in my opinion. But anyways, that's really all I've had of note. I've been slowly going through my fall pack from Costco of Sierra Nevada.
Ooh.
I even gave some of it away at a party, at a Halloween party I went to. So I'm only down to a few bottles, but I still have some in my fridge. But anyway, some news. Lumber Jose and Tony Bags, your Funky Buddha sweet potato casserole is now on its way. You guys should be getting your hands on those bottles soon. I hope you guys enjoy it. And don't forget, I expect something equivalent in return. So enjoy the beer, guys.
Good luck
and,
with that.
I'll,
no, he's not sending it to us.
Oh, okay.
Facebook Messenger or the Facebook page. All right, guys. All right, guys. Great show. And keep up the good work, boys.
Keep up the good work.
Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
I think he's going to get the next Marvel mystery
movie. What happened to my freaking car?
Good morning, Carl. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Good morning to you there, Mr. Food Monster. This is how it's going. Look at my freaking car. It is crushed to bejesus and back.
Have you gotten any estimates?
Oh, for the friggin'... I just found it this way.
Carl.
I just walked out here for friggin' sake.
It's okay. It's cool, man. I'm a detective.
Hey, Carl.
Great. We got the fry man up there. I work out at home. Do not point that fry thing at me. Oh, jeez.
Quickly, Carl. The ray is upon you. Where do you work?
I done told you. I work out at a home. Not...
I work out at the home.
As you were.
So we have tons of SNL references, Portlandia references, and now Aqua Teen Hunger Force has been added to the tangenting repertoire.
I'm
kind of sad we went this far without it.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? We passed our 4-year mark, didn't we?
What's wrong with us?
Without acknowledging it?
Ooh,
or
no, we're about
it?
A week away.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I believe my,
oh, shit. We've been doing this for
podcast,
4 years.
My podcast body clock was telling me something, apparently.
I like to think the 15th is our anniversary. Ooh, do I get bottom pour? Does anybody
you
want?
Just, yeah, there you go. Let's finish it off, bro. There's,
take it before
I've had
it.
My seconds.
There is, that would be the backwash.
The magic.
Hey,
drink out
of
it.
If the brother
over.
Takes a second and the last pour of an IPA, must be good.
Wow. Mr. Stout Guy. Mm. International Stout Guy.
That's right.
Coming up. Coming up later.
Yes.
What Nick was caught drinking on Stout Day.
If you're ever concerned with a stout, write me a letter. P.O. Box 1279er. And I will confirm or deny.
Confirm or deny.
Perfect four. Hey, it's Evil Sifu here. Hey, I got to clear a couple things up from the Portland trip. Technically, I got actually 3 spots, not 4. So you guys, Mikey wanted a little stories on getting kicked out. So the first one was Stormbreaker, right?
Yeah.
So it is Saturday night, the weekend,
stories.
You know, right before Halloween. You know, everybody else is dressed up in, you know, the little brewery there, you know, except for this one girl. I might have given her a little bit of a hard time why she wasn't dressed up and everybody was. So I may or may not have called her a little bit somewhere along the line. So as we were paying to leave, I was asked to leave.
Over the line.
But we're already walking out the door anyway, so I have the first stop. The second one was Burnside. technically, you know, we went through the door, and you know, their room is off like a little parking lot. I may have walked through the wrong door to the back of the room. And there were two girls sitting there just kind of talking, having a drink. I kind of was asking them what they were drinking. I may have taken a stumble back, and that's maybe, what I got asked to do about that one. So I thought I really didn't deserve that one too much, you know, but I did have a little much too much to drink. The third one, you know, I got asked to leave Cascade. We did have four cases there, you know, to start the evening.
Place I got asked to
leave. It may have said I was slurring my words a little bit, so I did get asked to leave that one. But we did end up with a couple logo glasses from Cascade, so at least I made out a deal a little bit on that one. But the one story Fontana Jim did not mention is the Uber ride back to the Holiday Inn after Saturday night. We did end up walking through the lobby to an elevator before Fontana Jim said, hey, this elevator only goes to three. We're on the eighth floor. And we walked into the wrong hotel, wrong Holiday Inn at the airport. So we got to get the shuttle to come pick us up. You know, it'll take us 5 minutes to the other one. So a few stories coming out for them, but overall, it's a good trip. Like to hear what you guys think. Maybe some other people got some stories of a little too much drinking on the weekend. So keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I like that. Going to the wrong
Hilton. Holiday Inn.
And to the point of being in the elevator and then realizing it was the wrong one.
Guys, this doesn't look too familiar, huh?
Just keep walking.
All right, but
I'm not so sure. Just hit the 8 on the elevator. There is no 8.
Whoa.
Okay, so asked to leave from three different places.
I think that if I heard that right. You don't see that much. Maybe, you know, Babe Brewer might have a different opinion on this, being a runner of a beer garden, but it doesn't seem like craft beer, you know, tap rooms have that much problem with having to kick somebody out for being too.
Unless you're smashing the triples all night.
Right. But, I mean, be wrong. Do you have that issue that much? Or
that guy who drops glasses of younger.
Yeah, enough. Well, that guy's cool.
That guy's cool. Totally. I want his autograph.
Yeah, that guy, you're like, you want in your establishment for ambiance. You always want a guy that'll drop his.
We need an ambiance guy.
Yep. This bar is kind of boring. We need one guy too drunk, can't handle his triple IBAs, to drop a beer and be like, whoa, sorry.
I know that guy.
Is your craft beer bar boring? Do you need ambiance?
Bring Mikey.
Hire Mikey. He will bring the ambiance to you.
Bring it real hard.
Where he may or may not talk to the bartenders that he kind of recognizes.
Hey, you.
You look like somebody that's been on my show before.
Do you have that problem, though, Beard Brewer, with, in the beer garden with people? Do you kick that many people out?
No, I don't, but
kind of sounds like he wants to.
There are people I have to deal with that I don't really want to have to deal with.
If you're an establishment with alcohol, at some point you're going to have to deal with somebody.
Somebody would be like, hey, this guy, and you're just like, oh, all right. You have to go try to deal with them. And
then you're a tall guy, so tall guys are always the go-to, like, hey, that guy's tall. He could kick him out.
I've had my staff members do that to me before. They're like, hey, so this guy is being kind of weird, and you look intimidating, so go over there. And I'm all, I look intimidating? They're all, that's exactly what I said. And I'm all, thanks. I think I am intimidating, but I guess I can also look. Yeah, you go over there and you're short to the point. You're like, hey, you got to go.
You got to go. So. Just remember that. Don't you're in Tioga Square Beer Garden.
They say.
You want to get intimidated.
I go over there and say, hey, you got to go. Oh, no, Godzilla.
That's what I'm going to do if you try to get me out. Hey, man, you got to go. Oh, no, Godzilla.
They say,
hey, bro, it's enough atmosphere for tonight. You gotta go.
Your contract is up on that atmosphere.
I think we've had all the atmosphere we can handle.
We've
here,
got
all right.
it.
All right, guy, we got it.
Hey, guys! Can you hear
Scotty
me?
B!
Who?
Scotty!
And he's driving.
Hey, so I'm almost to the end of the latest episode, and first and foremost, I want you to know...
Are you in the shower?
...every fucking second of the episode. Even the episodes that have, like, a long pause at the end.
Long pause.
There's some, like, little outtake.
I dropped
shit.
A little outtake
that
last week.
Stuff, too. Just so you know. But I'm almost at the end, and you guys are giving the cheers.
Yeah?
And Nick
the cheese?
Says, but cheers. I was just listening to it a second ago. I forgot what it was in reference to, but he's like, I like, but cheers to something or another. And I just like, hey, man, Nick just said, but cheers. So I think it should be a new thing. I think we should be able to give but cheers to people. That's
butt
when
cheers?
You like cheers people and you fart at the same time.
Scotty
hey,
B.
Don't challenge my brother.
Hey, Nick or Mikey or Matt or whoever. Cheer beer. Hey, this is a cheers for you. You know what I mean? That's a butt cheers.
Wow.
When you're giving cheers to somebody and you happen to fart while you're giving cheers. Butt cheers. Thanks for that inspiration, Nick. Appreciate it. I always like new things to be obnoxious about. You know what I mean?
I anyway, just farted.
Keep up the great work.
Well,
this is what you get in a Trump post-Trump world. It's butt cheers.
Butt cheers.
People just are just emboldened to just go around saying butt cheers now.
That's right.
Where everybody knows your name.
Well, because when you're sliding into first and you feel something burst.
What the hell's happening?
I mean, it's related, but is it?
Well, you know.
I don't know.
I should remember the rest of it.
I don't remember. I'm not going to move
hey
on.
Hey, guys. It's Greg, Rusty Beer Talk.
Oh.
Just got done with Guild Fest and for San Diego Beer Week. I'm sitting here at a light waiting for the train to pass.
Oh.
Yes, we somehow
we,
still have
we
train
feel you.
In San Diego.
Oh, we've got two
anyways,
different
I wanted
tracks.
To call you guys. Because you know, I've noticed a little trend going on the last
few months.
Oh, no.
What are we doing?
What did we do wrong? Uh-oh. It cut him off! The trend. That trend's been going on a long time, Greg.
Yeah.
The voicemail cutoffs. That wasn't our fault.
The good noticing that trend, though.
Yeah. Oh, damn. He didn't call back. So that means when you don't see an immediate callback, that means they didn't know. And so Greg left a full message and not knowing that it cut off.
So
he wasted that train.
Damn, Greg from SD Beer Talk. Another, if you don't know, our sister shows over at SD Beer Talk and 3B Zine and Beer with Friends, all podcasting brothers.
So what insight I have to this is he messaged me yesterday saying you're recording tonight or holding off due to the hellscape. And I said,
"Oh, what could ever you mean by hellscape?"
Amal, we record on Wednesdays. He's all, "See, I'm so in shock. I thought today was Wednesday." And I said, "Maybe I will record." And I meant my own thing because I was also drinking. Haha, I'm glad I have one more day to call in again. The first one I was drunk and stood up for you quite aggressively. So I don't know what he was going to stand up for me for. And well, I don't even know what this means. He's all nothing bad, just something I noticed on the show.
It was this trend.
But I was a little aggressive, so I wanted to apologize for being drunk.
Damn it.
And well, and then I responded, and I said, drunk man's words are sober man's thoughts. And he's all, that's a very true statement. So he was going to stand up for me for something, but we don't know what that is.
Meh.
Yeah.
I don't care now.
Naturally, you guys wouldn't care.
Nope. Don't care.
Don't care.
No, not about me. Don't care.
Hey, Perfect Four guys. It's
Trap
Big Doug here, XL Pero. Mm. Or for 2 year beer, XL Pero. Grande A2. You want to come to Fresno? Come on
Grande
over Pero. On Rush Day. I'm going to be there.
Ooh,
get up
day.
At Zero Dark 30. It's probably going to be a bottle share on the line. Come stand around, wait for the gates to open, have some tasty stuff, have
those
some fun.
Those are all
fun.
True things.
All right? Do it.
Do it.
Shout out to Paul. Been caught drinking? That is my jam. I listened to it about 1,200 times on the way to get a bottle of lunch for Mikey. But hey, I want to know, Where's the extended 12-inch disco mix, man? I need something longer than 24 seconds. All right? And hey, Mikey.
Yes,
I got
a bit
of a Perfect Poor Dorktown crossover.
Uh-oh.
Nick Floyd from Three Floyds did a Alpha King comic with a couple other guys.
Ooh.
A little bit of a homebrewer turned into the Alpha King to fight the Rice King. We all who knew that is, right? The Rice King.
Yeah,
fuck
we all know.
Guy.
Budweiser.
Anyway, keep up the work, guys. And cheese.
Cheese. Cheese.
Where's my drive-up window?
So, huh? I had to. I'm
squinting at you.
On
yes,
my Pandora.
I'm interestedly squinting at you.
So I heard this, and you're the Beatles guy in the group.
I am.
Nick is a Beatles.
I don't know. Mikey might challenge me on that.
No, but, I'm not a nerd. Okay. I'm so aware.
You're not a nerd.
I'm No.
Oh,
no. Beatles
going?
Nerd.
Oh, man.
Beatles nerd. Well. I'm aware that they are a band and they have songs and they were important.
So I want to say.
Nerds.
Well, on my Pandora, I have my Modest Mouse radio station. Ooh. I have been cleverly tailoring the station so where. You could go
finely tuning.
You could go from Modest Mouse to Beatles to Led Zeppelin to whatever else is on New Rock, and it could go back and forth. It's a good blend. But I heard it because there's Cheers, and I was like, that kind of sounds like Beatles. And I think there's the intro. There's like a half a second intro. I think it's to Ba-da. My guitar gently weeps. Ooh. But it literally, it's a Cheers, Ba-da, and then it went in to the song. But it sounded like the Beatles said Cheers. It was the beginning of a song. And I could have swore it was While My Guitar Gently Weeps. But it was just a sliver of an intro.
Gently weeps.
Interesting.
So I'll have to go back and find the song. But I was like, maybe that's where Paul got it from. And I was like drawing on a chalkboard, connecting the dots and stuff.
Strings with pushpins.
Hello, this is Benjamin from Fontana. I'm calling for Michael, Matthew, or Nicholas. I'm calling for support of the BB measure. It's a nationwide measure this year.
Okay.
Supporting big beer. I'd like to let you know that we have support all across the country, mostly from California, with the organizations of Golden Road, Ballast Point, St. Archer. Maybe you've heard of some of our supporters in Arizona, Four Peaks.
Yep.
Elysian out of Washington.
Yep.
Ten Barrel out of Oregon.
Yep.
Goose Island out of Illinois. And most recently, our newest supporter, Carbosh out of Texas. We just want to let you know to vote for Benjamin Dejo, the new president of the BB measure, Big Beer Measure. Again, vote for Benjamin Dejo. Ben Dejo. He's here for Big Beer.
Yes, we got that. Thank you.
And keep up the good work,
Ben
guys.
Dejo.
We're getting political. Political campaign.
I know. This is a political show.
I'm going to try to find it. No, it's not.
I don't think that measure passed.
The Bendejos of the world?
I don't think it passed.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, does anyone know what the beer scene is like in Canada? All of a sudden, Canada seemed like a really appealing place to go live.
Where are all the craft beer bras in Canada?
They have a couple of beers. I've seen it.
Thank you, Paul. I would expect nothing less from a Marinite.
Marinite.
The original hippie town. I know Vancouver, BC has a lot of craft beers, but we don't know. I think that it's hard for Canadian beers to get into the U.S. There's like some sort of issue where it's not really easy. It's not impossible, obviously, but it's not just as easy as say from another state as you would. It's not. You would think like something from Canada wouldn't have any issues coming here, but it seems like it's not. I don't know. We'll research that. If you got any insight on why we don't have more Canadian craft beer here, you leave us a voicemail. We'll listen to it next week.
Hey, guys. It's Greg from SD Beer Talk again. Yeah, I was a tad bit aggressive on the last voicemail.
Missed it, damn it.
Had a few after Guilt Fest.
Well,
and sitting waiting for a train, I guess, to pass through through downtown San Diego. So yeah. But also, you know, it kind of sucks because we're losing Cosimo from Monkey Paw and South Park Brewing. So, mm-hmm. you know, it was one of those things where all the news hits you at the same time. But didn't want to take it out on you guys. But I just wanted to say that I'm sorry being a little aggressive on the last voicemail.
You're fine.
But I do think that sometimes you don't let Matt talk or finish his thoughts before you guys get on it. So just some feedback. But. Again, you guys do a great job over there. Speaking of that, I need to send you guys some beer. I know I had the Patreon issue, so I wanted to send you guys some beer. So expect some beer in the next week or two. Need to get the box for that and send up some stuff. Hopefully some good beers that I've been keeping in my fridge I'll send you some beers that you can't get anymore.
Already.
So hopefully you enjoy that. And
Don't tell them that. Keep up the great work, guys.
Bye.
We didn't get the match, so if you want to send that, Greg, we wouldn't mind it. I guess we step on the Bearded Brewer's stuff too much.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-mm. Me neither. I think we let him talk way too much.
Plenty.
Well, obviously, let me listen to him.
Check it out. Hey, Chewy Beer.
Chewy Beer. Last voicemail.
Orderly, home. Check it out. You guys were talking about Total Wine. It's Total Wine, to me, is like the Donald Trump of the beer stores. We have like two where I live. I went in there, and, you know, they say, hey, how's it going? How can I help you? And, you know, at the same time, Holmes, I know what that is. Eh? That's just them letting me know that they know that I'm there. Eh? Like,
and we're then they watching started following you. Me, Holmes.
And I don't know if you guys ever dealt with that, but it kind of fucking sucks, Holmes. It's like, I'm not like that no more. You know what I mean, eh? But they follow me up and down the story, and then I asked for help. And actually, when the guy that was following me yesterday, I turned around and asked him for a couple items. And he kind of like ignored me, Holmes, and he disappeared. Eh? So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. You know, usually when I go buy beer, I spend, you know, like $200. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like I really pay for it. Eh? So, you know, it's fucking me. Eh? So, you know, BevMo's different, Holmes. They're very friendly. They appreciate my business, Holmes. So, you know, luckily where I live, there's like 7 BevMo's. Eh? And guess
what? Only 7?
Ones, eh? Oh, that's on my email. So,
I get that too. That, Holmes, I get that my mail.
That's about it. Eh? Just it fucking sucks, Holmes. Oh yeah. I know this goes out to Smog City. You guys are probably listening to this right now, eh? But this is Chew Your Beer.
Maybe.
And your Amarilla Gorilla is a shit, eh? But you know you gotta put dates on your bottles, eh? Like I bought 3 bottles, Holmes, and 2 were phenomenal, eh? The 3rd one, I think it was out of date or whatever, but I still drink it because I got a good buzz. this is Chew Your Beer, and the perfect pour makes my Friday better than a Friday.
What's better than a
Thank
Friday?
Thank you, Chew. Nothing's better than a Friday after work, man. Unless you have to work on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling the voicemail line. All good voicemails this week. Always like it when we got a solid representation of a voicemail.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
left her name. Damn it. See that? Finishing note, Paul. I just want to hear what Greg's had to say about how we treat Bearded Brewer, man.
You jerks. You're all jerks.
Damn it.
Well, the world.
Well, now we got to watch out for Total Wine being racist.
Ah.
Watch it. We're going to watch out. I can't imagine Fresno. I mean, Fresno's a pretty, a large Hispanic community. So I don't think anybody freaks out when somebody Latinos walk around. I don't know. Who knows? I'm just a white guy. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, what do you
I know? Never even experienced that. So I'm a little unassuming white guy. Nobody like looks sideways and like, well, that guy is going to steal something. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep an eye out on that Total Wine.
Yeah.
Make sure they're not being assholes. So we'll don't go on the Total Wine in SoCal. Assholes.
Assholes. I got to tiptoe through the tulips for these assholes.
Anybody that messes with Chew Your Beer, got to answer to us.
That's right. You tell them Fresno's calling.
Yeah.
We mean there's a business.
How's it going?
Hey, good. How you doing?
You guys doing all right?
Yeah, yeah.
So right.
Good, good. Good to hear. I'm getting dry over here.
Getting a little dry.
I want to go get some beer. Man.
Yeah. Anchor Christmas Ale is out.
Well, yeah, we said that.
We did?
Yeah, God, dude. Do you even listen to the show?
Nope.
Looking out for beers. It's over. Sorry.
Whoa.
Beers to look out for, beers we are looking out for, and beers we think maybe you should look out for. What are you looking out for, Nick, as I go to the beer fridge?
Are you going to the beer fridge? Give me a beer, bro.
All right.
How about, you got any light beers? What's the
805?
What's your 805 situation like? Is it fresh? I am looking out for beers. Here's an unlabeled buy.
What?
I would not buy this beer, but apparently it's all the rage right now, so now I must have it.
Are they against the machine?
Maybe. It's an ugly label. It's really ugly. It's Tired Hands Alien Church IPA. Some East Coast beer, Mikey.
What?
Whoa.
What's happening?
Fridge Mike is hot.
Fridge Mike is hot, bro.
Hotties. Freshies. Yeah, I would not buy this beer off the label, but all the kids are a-buzzing about it on social media.
Love kids.
So now I must have it. Also this week, I am looking out for... Wait, is that what we're doing, or are we doing recos?
Yeah, looking out for.
Looking out for beer. Alchemist Crusher is... Amazingly enough, the Alchemist does more than Heady Topper. They do other beers, and the latest from them is called the Crusher. Another IPA, I know. Sorry. I'm all stouted out. I overdid myself on International Stout Day.
You're stouted out.
Just kidding. That doesn't happen.
Stouted out.
I am still drinking stouts.
Just, is that like the sounded out? Stouted out?
Stouted out.
Stout
when in doubt, stout it out.
Out loud.
Kiss reference. Did we just go Kiss?
Yeah,
did we just go full Kiss?
Yep.
Stout it out loud. Ooh, good beer name.
Stout it out loud.
Stout it out loud.
Somebody remember that Tioga / anybody else?
I think Zach's Brewing needs to pick that
Zach's
one up.
Zach's Brewing.
Yeah. Stout in the Kiss font.
Uh-huh. Big tongue with fire coming out of the label. God of Thunder and Rock and Roll. Ooh.
Better do it before Pine and Palm gets it.
Ooh, Pine and Palm. The race is on.
Race is on.
Beer name.
Geniuses. I know we got all these breweries now locally. Full Circle, Tioga, Pine and Palm, Zach's. House of Pendragon, yeah. Riley's all battling for local cool names.
Cool name. Who's the cool name kid in town?
Yeah.
I was burping.
Looking
sorry.
Out for beers. Look at how
when in doubt, go back to the last.
Yeah, game. Yes. When there's an uncomfortable silence, go back to
looking
something.
Looking out for bumper. Looking out for beers.
Was there more, Nick?
Oh, maybe. Nah, that's all right.
Nah.
Well, this is half looking out for half Recco because it's already out. Old Rasputin Barrel Aged 19 is out.
You haven't had it
yet?
Saw
it on the shelf.
Have not had it.
I saw it on the shelf too before you probably saw it.
Oh, yeah, but I saw it before you saw it.
Oh. Yeah, well, I saw it when they were taking off the truck.
Oh,
so.
Damn it. You win. Mm-hmm. Oh,
man. Is that the show title? I saw it before you saw it?
Yep. Saw it before you saw it.
I saw it.
I don't know how many people click on the listen if they see that one.
I titled this show before you titled
this show.
Be appropriate,
though. This title was made way before you thought of the title.
This podcast was potted before you thought about potting.
Looking out for looking out for beers. I don't have any, so please have some beers looking out for.
Shut up and open another beer.
Thank goodness. I thought nobody else would say it.
That snare is crisp.
Oh, you like that crisp, like crisp snare.
Looking out for beers. It's stuck in my head.
This looks like a light lager.
What's that sound? What's that size?
That's a 12E. America's finest. Is this an American beer? Is this all American?
It's American.
Is this beer going to make America great again?
I love gold!
This beer is donated to the show by Juan. Thank you, Juan. This is Payette. Pale from Payette. Payette or Payette? I'm going to say Payette. Brewing. Brewed in Idaho.
Whoa.
I like the Idaho. I like, this is Garden City, Idaho. I like Sandpoint, Idaho. Just, you know, just the.
Is it just what, the pizza, know. Breakfast buffet? What do you like about
thank
it
you, exactly? Juan.
Sandpoint?
Yeah.
Sandpoint is beautiful. It's like on a lake. It's sort of the Lake Tahoe of Idaho.
Most sizzlers per capita?
No sizzlers in San
Diego. No sizzlers.
There's two breweries and two craft beer bars, though, and it's a tiny lake town, resort lake town, northern Idaho, and the panhandle.
I can get down on some craft beers and sizzler.
Sure.
Just put them next to the free soft serve machine, right? Like soft serve, and they could do the pour your own taps thing.
Uh-huh.
I could see Sizzler doing that.
Oh, sorry.
Hmm. I like this.
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Malty. Yes, it was. You're welcome.
It's funny because he's my bro.
Another next level.
Actual bro.
Hmm. I like this. Payette Pale.
Payette. Is it a play on peyote? Payette?
Oh, shit. There's peyote in this?
Yes.
I'm going to be up for like
4 days. Not worry. Do not worry about it. Just don't.
That's a good beer.
Worry.
Was that? Are you done with what you're looking out for, Nick?
Maybe.
Beer brewer. What should we be looking out for?
Looking out for beer.
Looking out for. What are you looking out for, beer?
I wish I had something I was looking out for.
There's no Anchor you Christmas
care.
Beers out?
You care nothing. You care nothing. You don't care about any winter beers?
No, I do. But I know they'll find me.
Deschutes.
Not worried. They'll come around. They'll come to you.
Seriously, I was looking through my phone to see if I took a photo of anything. I was trying to reference social media.
Cross-referencing social media.
I figured the brother would have mentioned Chocovesa.
No. There's like a mocha.
No, not Chocovesa.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that. That's why
like
I didn't
a mocha spice.
Oh, yeah, Chocotazo's choose. Yeah.
Chocotazo. Winter spice Chocotazo.
But Chocovesa, that's all you.
It's like winter spice mocha Chocovesa or
winter
something.
Winter spice and everything.
There's
nice.
Like all the freaking, they threw a bunch of the pine tree and in there and some ornaments.
Ornaments.
Grinded it up.
Actual Christmas ornaments.
Christmas ornaments.
Captain, is there a Captain Crunch beer?
There should be.
There should be.
Well,
what was the mint beer? I saw, what was his name?
He was a good man.
He was a good
man. While you're finding that, did you know that BJ's, the chain restaurant brewery?
Yeah, they're
chain
giving
BJ's.
$5 BJ's, right?
I don't know. That may be true. I don't know.
The photo I saw might have
20 minutes or less.
The photo
on your lunch break. We guarantee to get you out of here in 20 minutes.
The photo I saw might have been doctored to have a comma.
Well, they're canning a couple of their beers.
What?
They're Jeremiah Red and their Hop Storm. They're canning in six packs.
So only I don't available know, at BJ's?
I assume only available at BJ's. I don't know if the Fresno one will have these. But
or is the craft beer capital Target going to pick these?
Target going to pick up some BJ six packs.
Craft beer kings.
Those Target. Are probably a couple of the better representations of BJ's beers. They're kind of bland as far as I'm concerned, but they're not bad beers at all.
Nice.
I just find that interesting that BJ's is canning some beer.
Yeah. Can't beat them.
Can them. The Hop Concept has a new one out from their Hop Freshener series.
Say what?
Red with the red, the red tree.
Fridge Mike's getting a little hot there.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Sorry. Damn it. I didn't know the Fridge Mic was still on.
The fridge had something to say.
Sorry, everyone, for the past 5 minutes of fridge miking.
It was literally 20 seconds.
Ugh. So, yeah, the Hop Concept Hop Fresher Series, tropical and juicy. 22 ounce, of course. That's a double. It's a bunch of blended hops. 8.5. That's something to look out for. Nick already mentioned the Ripper from Stone. That one's a West Coast beer. Another one from Stone, Tangerine Express IPA. This is not out yet. This will be coming out soon. The date is unknown, but there will be a Tangerine Express IPA from Stone.
Is it in support of Prop 64?
I saw it on Beer Street Journal. Maybe.
There was a movie called Pineapple Express.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was not about pineapples.
Left Coast has the hop juice. They did a little rebranding of their hop juice. And now it has with Mosaic hops in it. So that is their triple IPA, and it went from 9.7, now it's at 10%.
Dang!
So hop juice has been changed up.
Revamped.
Revamped hop juice from Left Coast. Great Divide, the Oak Age Yeti. A new batch of the Oak Age Yeti is out.
Looking out for in the 22s,
that's an Imperial Stout.
I want it.
9.5. Yep, hopefully the Great Divide shows up for us when Total Wine comes into play, and they're not racist. Track 7, Suck a Hop.
What?
Northeastern IPA in cans, 6.7.
Boo.
Track 7, Suck a Hop. Not a Northeast IPA fan, eh?
No, I'm not.
And Firestone's Luponic Distortion number 4 is coming out this weekend right now as you're listening.
Yes.
It is hitting stores. So be ready. This one's got South African hops in it. Firestone, Luponic Distortion number 4. I still see the number 1 and number 2 hanging around a little bit.
Ouch.
So
yep. Firestone does not care.
No, they don't seem to be clearing the shelves of Luponic. They're just like, here's one, here's two, here's three, here's four.
Vertical.
I'm not supposed to do that.
It's not supposed to work that way. So those are beers.
The only rule is there are no rules.
I'm enjoying this pale still.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Guitar Center this week. I was in the drum room.
Wow. Whoa.
Look around.
They let you in?
Yeah. Yeah. No, the guy was busy doing something on the wall, so he didn't even see me.
Nice.
So that's how I got
stealth
in.
Stealth mode.
Yeah. Like, hey, whoa. You a drummer?
Yeah. Can I help you?
Just looking out. Looking around, you? Man. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Give me two
drums. No guitarists in here, bro.
Give me two drum terms right now.
Yeah. Throw out some drum turns. Only drummers know.
So,
hi-hats. How are your hi-hats here? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this guy. Security. We got a non-drummer in the drummer. Sorry, I got a terrible drum set up
here. I need help in the gutter car.
Jimmy, we'd like to call Jamie to the front, please. Come on, Jamie, to the front. Your party's waiting.
Josh, call the sound room. Josh, come to the sound room. Josh.
Can we get a price check on the turntables? Price check on the turntables.
Guys, we got a young high pressure sound. What's that?
I could do this all night.
Yeah, can I get a pass blue ribbon, please? Pass blue ribbon.
Front desk, you guys to stop ordering beer at the front desk. This is a music shop. This is our front desk.
Price check on the school guitar strap. Also,
nobody does a price check in the school guitar strap, John. Nobody does that. You don't need a price check on a fucking strap, John. It's fine. Everyone knows it's $9. Stay off the PA.
Can we get a price check on the Eric Clapton?
Stop price checking stuff, John. Stay off the PA.
Eric Clapton tabs.
By the way, if anyone wants to see my show, I'm going to have a show Friday night over at the Club John's. My band, if anyone wants to see my band. Thanks.
Attention all Guitar Center guests. We have sale on D strings because you're going to be dropping the D.
I dropped the D before you dropped the D, by the way. I did drop D tuning before the Seattle band did. Just want to let you know.
Price check on mandolins, please. Price check on
mandolins. Don't press check mandolins, John! Stop price checking things.
Price check on Celine Dion piano
tabs. Son of a bitch.
Celine Dion piano tabs.
I don't know where we're at.
Who are we? What are we doing?
Where am I? What's real?
As long as your heart will still go on.
See? My heart will go on. I'm just going to go. I'm Dorktown on Untapped.
Are you now? Are you finally going to leave? Is that
I'm just going to leave.
Quit teasing us.
I'm just going to leave.
Quit teasing us and do it already.
Now you guys know how I feel. No, wait, you don't.
No, we still don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all gone? There's a little bit more?
Little last sip.
I get the bottom pour.
Bottom pour. Badger.
Well, this week I had a six-pack of the Hoppy Palm from Track 7. Nice.
All at once. Please tell me you did it all at once. Opened all six.
I did one of those.
Yeah, bro!
I actually had one of my coworkers come up to me. He's like, dude, I feel like shit today. And I was like, really? Why? And he's like, I had a 12-pack of Sculpin.
And it wasn't a reference to all the alcohol. It was just that it was Sculpin.
No. And I was all, dude, but you hardly ever drink beer. And he's all, yeah, but when I do.
I whip for it.
But when I drink beer.
I'm going for it.
It's a 12-pack of Sculpin. But to be fair,
he was still there drinking.
And it was funny because I had to tell him, I was like, it's a billion-dollar beer. And he looked at me and he's all, I don't get it. And I was like, oh, I'm all,
you
okay.
You never will.
Get out of my butt.
I understand.
Leave now.
I understand you're in part of the brewery that doesn't see much sunlight, but I'm all, Ballast Point got bought out for $1 billion. And he's all, oh, that's what you mean by that. He's like, yeah, I don't feel good. It's like,
so he's like, well, anyway.
Morally.
Anyway, I'm still hungover.
I don't feel good.
12-pack of Sculpin. Yes, people can do that.
I had the juicy Northeast IPA from Full Circle.
What?
But I had it at Rocket Dog.
Nice.
Rocket Dog.
That's who was at Rocket Dog.
That was me.
I see when, because we're all on the social media pages.
Mm-hmm.
So at sometimes I try to figure out who is who.
Social media.
Guess who posted.
Guess
who. Can I get a check on a 12-pack of Muscopan, please? Check.
Nobody pass checks beer at Guitar Center, John. Stop fire checking.
Can I get a press check on a gift card?
Stop
press
checking
on the
John,
gift card.
John, take your break. John, take your break.
Peanut butter milk stout. Had that from Belching Beaver.
Who?
I stole one of producer Becky's.
Whoa, does she know about this?
Nah, don't tell her.
Okay.
She doesn't listen. It's okay. Don't tell her. Bells, don't
this
tell her.
This is a dark town she'd hear.
Don't tell her, Bells. Mendocino Brewing Company Rock Point Session IPA. We can have one of those right now if you guys want.
The beer shelf is pretty fat. The beer shelf is pretty fat.
Can I get a price check on the $5 for $1 picks?
Stop price checking. Because you just said the price when you just did the check. $5 for $1, John. They're $5 for $1.
Please confirm.
They're confirmed, John. Take your break, John.
But how many 5-packs do you get for a dollar?
Five. Okay. Just take your break. We'll be okay. Go ahead and take an extra break. Take all the breaks. Stop price checking, John.
What have you been got drinking, Bearded Brewer?
Well, this is what I could remember drinking. Not that I got crazy.
That's a good week.
It's just when you.
And that means you had a good week.
When you go to Spokeasy and you go to Goldstein's and you don't take photos of the menu, you don't know what you had. Because they don't always post their menu.
Can you have them pull their security tapes so you can look back and see what I had?
If I saw the menu.
I'm going to need that.
I'm going to need you to pull your tapes. What's going on? I forgot what I drank last night. I need to know.
We need to settle this right now.
So I know they were good beers. If I saw a menu, I'd know what I drank. But I didn't take a photo of the menu, so I don't know. They rotate so fast, I could go back the next day. I could see their next social media post. Nobody
knows. Like, sorry, bro, that was yesterday. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like, did you guys post on social media? Yeah, good luck finding it. So, all I know is I went to Spokeasy and they had just tapped a delicious IPA, and I shared a supplication.
Stone Delicious IPA?
No,
it's just delicious in general.
Yes, go ahead.
You done?
No,
you know,
probably not, but go ahead.
Mike, Greg's going to call us. Don't cut that out.
Greg
is going to call.
Cut it out.
So I shared a supplication with him, and it had aged about a year and 2 months. So it had some good time on it. It was good. So me and Jason were sipping on that. I have now purchased my second 6-pack of the San Francisco IPA from Almanac.
Ooh.
That is...
In cans.
In cans. 6.5%. The right malts, the right hops.
Mm.
For those Patreons, check out my soundbite. I put a soundbite on Patreon. I'm not guaranteeing that I'll do it every week, but it'll happen more often than not.
Bearded Brewer recorded his own audio, and he didn't have to worry about Nick or I bumping into it and going, hey, I'm going to talk over what you're saying right now.
In fact, that's I didn't no even ask their permission.
Stop talking about me.
They found out the next day on Twitter. They're like,
I need
oh,
a manager
shit.
Override, please.
Matt's trying to talk. Nick, I'm going to need you to say stuff right now.
Yeah, I screwed this up, though, royally. Can I get a manager override?
That's your fifth manager override, John. Fine.
Go ahead, Beer. What's the problem? I don't understand.
Sugar Pine Porter and Tokyo Black.
Yes.
Those
are good beers.
Tokyo Black.
Tokyo Black. It's good beer.
Is that the Hettuccino?
No, it's Yoho Brewing. Just a straight up porter.
Yoho Brewing, man. I would go there. I would go to Japan just to visit Yoho Brewing.
I heard his wife's pretty hot.
The Yoho Brewing's wife?
Well, he's
there. There's talk of Yoho Brewing's owner's wife? Around the circles? Craft beer circles?
How do we not know about this?
Why do I not know?
Well, he's American. His wife is not. And he has a brewery over there because of their relationship. Nuts. So I'm assuming if you leave the country and start a brewery for your wife, she must be hot.
Well.
Wow. Wow.
Japanese girls aren't the worst things to look at. I love gold. I just realized I had tangent on instead of my love.
Well,
gold.
It was still relevant, I'll tell you that.
I love gold.
New beer. That's if you're new to the show and you're still listening. Wow.
Congratulations.
That means there's a new beer. This one's from Sock Guy. We've had a few Sock Guys because Reggie599 get Corby gives Reggie some, and then Reggie gives us some. But this one we have not had from Sockeye. It is Dagger Falls Mango IPA. I hope you heard that was a can. Size of can that was.
Mango.
Like the mango.
Mango. Oh,
Sockeye. Mango. Why you Sockeye?
Well... as a beer goes around.
Yep, that's mango.
Definitely mango.
Very malty.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheese.
You got cheese. Cheers, you got cheese.
Can I get a price check on cheers?
Nobody price checks cheers, John.
What's the return policy on cheers?
It's non-refundable, John. I still don't hear the cheese. I still just hear cheers.
People just want you to hear things.
Hey!
What?
That was your... Who was that?
You'll be the... you got to guess.
That was Meatwad.
No, that was him cheersing and farting at the same time. That was his butt
cheers. That
was cheers.
The butt cheers.
Oh.
Come on.
Ooh, that mango.
That just happened.
That mango is
that's
present.
Mango.
That mango is present. Cheers, Bearded Brewer. Are you ready for cheers?
Cheers to Big Tim 559. He donated us that cellar maker dough. Cellar maker up in the
house. Gotta have a whale, bro. You can't have a show without a whale.
That bottle is about done. It's going to get kind of cloudy if we pour any more of it. So cheers to him.
Bottom pour.
Cheers to Tony Bags. I think he melted Mikey's face off a little bit with that, bringing that maze.
Yeah, man. That was nice.
Cheers to Greg SD Beer Talk. Even though nobody heard it, you stood up for me.
Aww.
Aww.
Cheers to Florida Steve. He was somebody was asking if we knew what part of Florida Steve is from. I don't know what social media was, but... You're like, does anybody know what part of Seoul or what? Part
we do
of
have supporter listeners.
Boynton Beach.
So there was that.
Is it Boynton Beach?
I don't know.
I felt like it was Tampa Bay area.
Oh, okay.
But I may be wrong about that. Tampa Bay area. So Boynton Beach might be a Tampa suburb. I don't
but
know.
The reason I'm cheersing him is he posted in our super secret society.
Yes.
He had.
If you're a patron, a golden god,
last
you can be on
snow
a private Facebook group.
From Laughing or from Funky Buddha, he had Last Snow. And then next to it was a Universal Friend from Modern Times, which is one of my favorite Modern Times beers. So he's all Florida beer and California beer mingling it in my fridge. So cheers to Steve. That's what you need to do. East and West. East meets West.
Ah, Big Trouble, Little China.
And then cheers to Jason from Spokeasy. Not only is he a great bartender, a guy that visits me from once in a while, he has created a new name for me. Some of my favorite bartenders, they like to create tabs for me with interesting names. I've had Matt Napolitano Lopalips. That's...
Lopalips.
And then he did Matt Molano Tano Iponal Ipis.
Wow. Right.
That's a new one.
Matt Molano Lopalipa.
Even Nick's like, and Nick's been around forever.
Yeah, I've taken quite a few college courses, and I've heard them all.
Yeah.
I've not heard that one.
We got a customer saying he's not put down at all, but we're up front here.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here.
Thanks.
I've present. Been here the whole time.
Never mind.
Teach him here.
Cancel that, John. Yeah.
So, cheers to him. That's the most creative name I've heard of my name.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stacy from New Belgium, she...
The Nick 80.
We need a price check on the 20% off coupon, please. Price check on the 20% off.
It's 20% off, John.
Coupon says valid through 11/23. Is that this year or last year?
That's this year, John. Just give it. Just give him the coupon, John.
Get off the PA. Quit messing around.
Attention all Guitar Center employees, please get the hell off the PA. Thank you.
And please, no Stairway to Heaven.
Do not allow a customer to play Stairway to Heaven.
So I guess a big cheers to Scotty B.
Damn it, me one. Scotty B.
Maybe you didn't hear me. I said Scotty B.
I'm sure Scotty loved that.
Did he get it? Wow. That was an angry turd right there.
I think that was Scotty B.
That was different than what I thought it was going to be. I don't know what all these sound buttons are.
It always is. Cheers to Hail Craftan. Panda Beer Reviews. It's a panda. A little Funko Pop panda.
Uh-huh.
That reviews beer.
Uh-huh, all right.
How adorable.
Nice.
Tap Trucks SD, delivering beer in vintage trucks.
Wow.
I can get behind that. I wish Fresno had vintage trucks delivering craft beer.
Ooh. Yeah, I hear trucks vintage.
And is this served out of a vintage truck?
Was this distributed in a vintage truck?
Is this patina original? Know.
Really, because we're asking if this guitar was a vintage, distributed vintage truck?
No, it's Guitar Center. Everything's new.
All right, thanks.
Just tell them it's vintage. Shut up.
It's vintage.
It's a reissue. Eddie Van Halen played one just like this.
This one, the neck is the same as Eddie Van Halen's neck.
Yeah. We took a mold of his hand and sanded it down to that profile.
I don't personally like Eddie Van Halen because, you know, whatever, solos, but this is like his. Cheers. Cheers. Any more cheers, Nick?
Also, cheers to Craft Brew Candy. Follower, and I believe local-ish craft beer drinker.
Okay. Might run into her.
Maybe.
Cheers to Tom H. Tanya. I can't do names. T-A-I-N-A. I can't do it.
Tania?
Yeah. Christina B. Edwin Lozado. Matt in Tacoma, our friend Matt in Tacoma.
Formerly Matt of Texas.
Formerly of Texas. Community Beer Works. Community Beer Works says they're going to send us some beers.
So what? We'll see. We love you.
Because we had one, and then
love you a long time.
It was a little bit old. They thought it was a little bit old, and they wanted to send us something fresh. So we'll see if that happens.
We're always willing to catch freshies.
We like, if you are a beer, if somebody that produces beer and puts it in packaging, we accept it. Just email us and we'll
we are beer whores. We drink.
Yep. Neil Diversi, Dear Ruben, Andre Ricketts, and happy post birthday to Corin. one of our good listeners, long listeners, Corn.
Happy birthday.
Happy after birthday to Corn. And of course, our golden gods. Our golden gods are our patrons who actually, believe it or not, give us money for podcasting. We are indie podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we're indie beer drinkers, we're indie podcasters. And and you know, every podcast has expenses, and when you're running a beer podcast, there's a lot more than the regular podcast because you're drinking a lot of beer for the show, buying beer for the show. So the patrons actually help us with that, and help offset the cost of being a beer podcast, and it is highly appreciated. So cheers. We're saving up some patron money so we can get legit stickers. Finally,
yes.
So that's the kind of cool stuff that happens when you become a patron. It allows us to do sticker cool stuff game. Like that. Stickers are coming, man.
Word.
Patreon.com/perfectpour or perfectpourpod.com. You can look in the show notes or links. There's links there on the site if you want to become a golden god. And if you're a golden god, you get to hear the tailgate, which is us hanging out before the show. Very raw audio of us just being in the room, hanging out before the show. And then occasional
hang out with us on the tailgate.
Occasional bonus audio like Matt has started doing. So Matt reviewed a beer this week that the patrons got to hear.
You'll never know what I'm going to talk about.
So there you go. Cheers, man. Cheers to everybody. Thank you for talking about us and doing any little thing you can, throwing us out there on your social media feed, reviewing or subscribing in iTunes. All these are little cool stuff that helps the show. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate everyone that's been donating beers to us lately. Do we have another beer to open up before we leave? No?
Shut up and open a beer.
Shut up and open another beer. Peter Brewer's getting up. I'm going to turn the fridge mic on in case he's going to the fridge.
What is going to happen?
Oh, man. All the damn fart jokes this week.
Thanks, Scotty B. Look what you did.
Look what you did, Scotty B. Okay. We're all done. We've taken care of business now. Now we're just going to have one extra beer before we go, I guess.
Yeah.
This is sort of the post show right now. Well, let's go ahead and listen to the Sunbirds play us out.
Okay. Well, what do we do while they're playing us out?
I don't know. Chill out.
Should we just hang?
Welcome to the after show.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hope you enjoyed the show this week.
This is like when they start playing the bloopers reel at boopers, the credits.
The boober reel?
Boober reels.
Customer wants to do an after show. Do we have any guitar?
Shut up! We're working!
Do we have any guitar strings? Customer's asking for guitar strings over here.
It's Guitar Center. If we don't have guitar strings, we're screwed.
My manager said we don't have strings.
Yeah, that's not what I said. I can see you. I'm right in the corner.
I'm
right here.
He said, why don't you try Target?
We got a lot of strings.
Why don't you try Best Buy?
Turn around, Jimmy. We don't have strings here. Turn around. They're right behind you.
Oh, that's the punch down opener.
Punch down.
I don't know what the technical term for those openers are, but.
Slam down.
Dear friends.
Slam down gently.
Slam down, open it.
I love gold.
In the post show, we'll still use sound.
I'm sorry. I guess that's more my generation, your guys.
My generation. This is the, I believe, inspired by Saved by the Bell beer.
Oh, it's the label is very Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Azaka Morris. This was a Beer with Friends podcast donation. Cheers, Eric. The beer father.
All right.
Or whatever his final handle beer of the is week. These days.
Hope you guys have been having a good week. Hope you. I spilled a little on my beer before I even drank it.
Fuck me.
This is your daddy. Azica.
Sopa.
Azica IPA. Azica Morris IPA.
Oh, it's a full-on soundbite war.
Winter is coming.
No.
Yes. Too bad I only have the fart app.
Maplewood Brewing. Did we do percent? Did you guys see the percentage?
No, we did not.
All right. We could play a percentage game here. X-Files.
Yeah.
5-2.
All right, Nick is saying 5-2. Peter Brewer, do you know what the percentage is?
6-5.
The actual retail price is 7.3.
What the what? That was the appropriate response. If anybody's wondering, Indiana Jones is a 30-minute wait time.
They have the hot bill and the grain bill.
Oh, maltiness.
Hot bill is Azica. I think that I got that right. Warrior, Columbus, Centennial, and Apollo. And the grain bill. American Turo. Vienna.
No six row.
Dextrine. White wheat. And caramel malt.
Stay a while and listen.
Wow.
Wow.
That was... not bad.
Stay a while and listen.
No, it's the same button.
This is pretty good. What do you guys think of this beer?
Before we go, let's
pay it some respect. Beer with Friends sent it to us.
It's good.
I think it's a little malty.
All right.
Now, say my name.
No.
These buttons are sucking these days.
Well, I like this beer.
You it's do? Good. You like this beer.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Michael likes
this. It's not beer. West Coast, but it's still a good beer. I think this is a good beer. Anything else, guys? In this post show?
In the post show.
Please be safe.
There you go.
Have fun drinking beer. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Continue Thanks on for your journey.
Hanging out with us.
Remember the stouts.
Go to Guitar Center.
Go to the section of the instrument you don't play and see how it feels.
See what happens.
Support your local Guitar Center.